This is stage 2 of our Road to Quran Mastery series. With the grace of Allah, we finished stage 1, Quranic Med. But that doesn't mean we're leaving it behind. We will actually be using and applying the rules of Med we've learned until the end of the course, inshallah. So be vigilant of how we apply the Med rules and keep practicing using the skills you've built so far. And today we're going to add one more skill, since we're starting Stage 2, Session 1. And the main topic of Stage 2 is An-Nun As-Sakina. And today's session will be about the first skill of Nun Sakina, and that is Idhar, or in English, the clear Nun. So let's get started. Before we start talking about the rules of Nun Sakina, let's see what we actually mean by Nun Sakina. Nun Sakina refers to two things. First, the letter Nun that has sukun, or tanween. And for those who need more information about what tanween is and how it sounds like, you can check out this lesson. It will give you a clear introduction to what tanween is. Now, if it is the letter Nun, you will see it in these two forms in the Quran. You will see it with a sukun sign on top, which is this sign, and you will see it also without any sign at all on top or under the Nun. And as for the tanween, which only appears at the end of words, they will either look like this or like that. So when we say Nun Sakina, we mean all what you see in front of you right now. And through this entire stage, when I use this symbol, which reads Nun Sakina, then it would also mean everything you see right here. Now that we know what Nun Sakina means, let's start with the first and the easiest rule of Nun Sakina, and that is Idhar. Now, Idhar literally means showing or manifesting. And in this context, it means a clear Nun. Or basically, you will be pronouncing the Nun normally, as you're used to, nothing special. Now, this only happens if the letter that comes after Nun Sakina is one of the following six letters. Alif, Ha, Kha, Ayn, Ghain, and Ha. So when the letter Nun is followed by one of these six letters, you will pronounce the Nun normally. You will show the Nun, like in these examples.
Bala man aslama wajhahu lillah wa min haythu kharajta fawalli wajhak wa ma Allahu bighafilin amma ya'malun وَإِن كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ.
So in the first two examples, we saw that there is a Nun that was followed by the first case, Alif, and the second case was followed by Ha. And in both cases, we pronounced the Nun normally. And in the second two examples, we see that there was a Nun at the end of these words. You might not see Nun right away, but there is a tanween on top and under these words, which means that there is a Nun that you only pronounce at the end of this word, but they are not written. So the question is, do I have to memorize these six letters? Well, you can, but there is a little hint that you can use to help you know where to do clear Nun very easily. Well, we know by now that Nun Sakina can appear in two forms. Nun with a sukun sign on top, and Nun that does not have any signs at all. All the Nuns that have Idhar, or clear Nun, will always have a sukun sign on top. If the Nun has a different rule, it will have no sign at all, which we'll be talking about in future sessions, inshallah. And when it comes to the tanween, you should be looking for these signs of tanween, not these signs, since these on the right also indicate a clear Nun 100% of the time. And the best practice is to know the rule, so knowing which letter causes Idhar, and also using the hint to make it easier for yourself. So, nun sakinah can be nun that has sukun sign on top, or a nun that has no sign at all. It could also refer to tanween, which looks like this, or like that. And if nun is followed by one of these six letters, then we call it izhar, or clear nun, because you will pronounce the nun normally. And izhar will always come in the Quran in this form and in that form. Now it's time for the recitation of this session. Today's recitation is from the 8th juz, from Surah Al-A'raf. And as per usual, all the nun sakina with izhar will be highlighted in the beginning of the recitation, and towards the end, they will no longer be highlighted.
قال اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين قال فيها تحيون وفيها تموتون ومنها تخرجون يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون يا بني آدم لا يفتننكم الشيطان كما أخرج أبويكم من الجنة ينزع عنهما لباسهما ليريهما سوآتهما إنه يراكم هو وقبيله من حيث لا ترونهم إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ
And now it's time for the challenge questions of this episode. Today's questions will be from the 8th juz, from Surah Al-A'raf. The first question: Some he has guided, and some have deserved misguidance. They have adopted the devils for patron rather than God, and they assume that they are guided. The second question: And the inhabitants of the garden will call out the inmates of the fire. We found what our Lord promised us to be true. Did you find what your Lord promised you to be true? They will say, Yes. Thereupon a caller will announce in their midst, the curse of God is upon the wrongdoers. Were you able to find the verses that correspond with these translations? Let me know in the comments below. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And please subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in session 2.